إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. We were with, just a couple of days ago, in the Eid khutbah, the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, where he said, إِنَّمَا الْجَمَاعَةُ مَا وَافَقَ الْحَقِّ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ أَوْ وَإِنْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that the jama'ah is only that which agrees with the truth, even if you're only one person. And we had explained here that the jama'ah is following the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding and the practical application of the salaf. Even if you're only one person, this is the jama'ah. But today, inshallah ta'ala, we want to take another look at another shade of this meaning of jama'ah, also from the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, where he says, إِنَّمَا تَكْرَهُونَ مِنَ الْجَمَاعَةِ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا تُحِبُّونَ فِي الْفُرْقَةِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, indeed, what you hate in being with the jama'ah is better than what you love in being divided or being separate. Before we take a look at the understanding of this statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we need to take a look at the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to know that the sahaba of the companion of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, they were the ones who understood this book of Allah, and they were the ones who practiced the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and to work together on birr and taqwa. And birr is obedience to Allah and His Messenger, and at taqwa is to or following that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or doing what Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has commanded, and to stay away from that which they have prohibited. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is commanding us to work together on this birr and this taqwa. To work together and to be together in our obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to be separate when we obey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. Not to be separate when we're following the commandments or staying away from the prohibitions, but to work together in our obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ali Imran prohibiting us from being divided, or being like those who have divided, as Allah prohibits, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. And do not be like those who have divided and have differed after the clear proofs have come to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us not only from differing, but from dividing, from being separate from one another. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be together as a jama'ah, and not to be divided and separate to break the jama'ah. And this is the other shade of this meaning of the jama'ah, of being together. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in the hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, and it's authentic, where he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-jama'atu rahmatun wal-furqatu azab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the jama'ah is mercy, and division or being divided is a punishment. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam here in this hadith is advising us to hold fast to the jama'ah, just as he does in the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, where he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bil jama'ah wa iyyakum wal furqa. I advise you to hold fast to the jama'ah and beware of dividing. I advise you to hold fast to the jama'ah and beware of dividing. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the same hadith went on to say, man arada buhbuhat al jannah falyalzam al jama'ah. That whoever wants the best place in Jannah, then let him hold firmly to the jama'ah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says in the authentic hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, yadullahi ma'al jama'ah. The hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. Here we believe in the hand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to Himself. And we affirm our belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand befitting to His Majesty. And we also understand the context of this hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hand of Allah is with the jama'ah, that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the jama'ah. These ayah and these hadith are advising us to stay together as a jama'ah, and to work together as a jama'ah. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is bringing this point home, where he tells us, what you hate in being the jama'ah is better than what you love in being separate. As individuals, sometimes we love our own understanding, or we love our own way that we do things, or our own opinion so much so that we're willing to break off from the jama'ah and to do our own thing for our own opinion, and then claim at the same time, I'm with the jama'ah because I follow the sunnah. Following the sunnah is the jama'ah, and after you follow the sunnah, you have to stay together with one another. Because what you love in being separate, and being separate in saying that you follow the jama'ah or the Qur'an and the sunnah on the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh, you also have to be together and to work together. Even if you dislike that, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is explaining from this understanding of the Qur'an and the sunnah, that we have to be a jama'ah, that we have to be together, and that we have to work together in establishing this book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf. We have to rid ourselves of this understanding that we have kept with us as extra baggage from our days of Jahiliyyah, from this American society, that it's okay to go out and do your own thing because you can do it better than the next person. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our Salaf al-Saleh, they advise us and command us to stay together as a jama'ah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to do what we have been commanded and to stay away from what we have been prohibited. We have to be together as a jama'ah doing this and not to be individual. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there's something in Islam called loyalty and dedication and sincerity and commitment to the jama'ah. And unfortunately at times we don't see this in America, because people think that in the absence of the Khalifa that there's no dedication to the jama'ah, that there's no commitment to the jama'ah, that there's no loyalty to the jama'ah, there's no bay'ah to other than the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But your commitment and your loyalty and your holding fast to the jama'ah is until Yawm al-Qiyamah, whether we have a Khalifa or not. This idea of going out and doing your own thing, it has been promoted long enough, and it's time for us to stop it and to hold fast to the jama'ah. Because this jama'ah, after holding fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh, we have to stay together and to be together on this truth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to correct our understanding of the jama'ah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى questions in the Quran: أفرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هوى. Have you not seen the one who has taken his own desires as his Lord? I think no one has seen them, that person, better than we've seen it. No one has seen the people who have followed falsehood more than we have, because we were the people who followed the falsehood. We gave our lives for the falsehood. We followed those crazy beliefs of falsehood. We robbed banks and we killed people for the falsehood, because we used to love the truth. And we used to give all of our wealth, our rent, for the truth, for the falsehood. We remember the days that I'm referring to. And every time falsehood comes, the people jump on it. Everything claiming to be Islam, clearly based on falsehood, we have accepted it. And we followed it. And we were committed to it. And we were dead to it. And now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us the truth from the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see that our dedication is gone. You see that our commitment is no longer. You see that there's no loyalty to the truth. It's as if you hate the truth. Why did you accept it if you hate it? Why can't you commit yourselves to the truth of the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that understanding and practical application of the Salaf? Why can't you dedicate yourselves to it like you dedicated yourselves to Jahiliyyah, to those gangs we used to be in, to those fraternities we used to be in, to those gangsters we used to hang out with? Why can't we dedicate ourselves to this truth the way we used to dedicate ourselves to that falsehood? Are we like the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about when He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. And they are among the people, those who worship Allah on the harf, on doubt. They don't really believe in the truthfulness of the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They think that there's some doubt in it. If everything is going okay, then they're down with the jama'ah. I'm dedicated. I'm loyal. I'm with them. As soon as the struggle comes, out the back door. No commitment. No dedication. No sacrifice. No loyalty. Soon as there becomes a little struggle. So he loses this world, and he loses his reward in the hereafter. He don't get nothing in this world from the sacrifice and the struggle with the believers and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the believers. He loses that, and he loses his reward in the hereafter. This holding on to the jama'ah means we have to be together. And we have to be dedicated to this struggle. And we have to be down with the people who follow the Salaf al-Salih. We've seen what it's time to not see anymore. We see that when the people get a little dissatisfied, that they go out and start their own masjid. Because they don't understand dedication. And they don't understand commitment. And they don't understand the jama'ah. And this is why they went out and started their own group, because they love it. And what they hated with hanging together and being with the jama'ah is better for them. When they don't like what's going on in the school, when they don't want to be a struggle with the believers, they talk about their own schools. Oh, the Muslim school is like that. And the Muslim school is like that. And we're going to go establish our own Muslim school. And they go do it. This division, this understanding has no place in Islam. Not in the book of Allah or the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor in the understanding of the Salaf. Why do we continue to go out and to do our own thing? When the jama'ah is established, and the people are on the truth, inshallah ta'ala, and they're trying to spread the truth, why are you still out there fishing for something? What you still out there looking for if the truth is right here? Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that this truth, we have to unite and be together on this truth. And when someone breaks away and goes out to do his own thing, and he talks out the other side of his mouth, talking about, I'm on the same thing that you on, call him a liar because he's lying. We don't find this in the book of Allah, or the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or from the statements of the Salaf, that everybody can go out and do their own thing, when they claim that we're following the Quran and the sunnah. Tell me, where do we get this understanding from, except that it's the understanding of the people of Jahiliyyah? Why do we see that we haven't established anything? Because all we can do is our own thing. And all we see with the Muslims in America is everybody's own thing. Because we can't hold on to the jama'ah to do this thing for the sake of Allah. It's time for us to know that our personal opinion, we need to give it up. That own thing that we like, and this dividing from the Muslims, we need to give it up. Even if we love it. Because what we hate in being patient with the believers and holding fast to the jama'ah is better for us. And this is the advice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. This is advice for us, and we need to hold fast to it, and we need to rid this understanding of doing our own thing. And we need to blame the people for doing their own thing. And we need to blame the people from breaking off from the jama'ah, because there's no place and this deen for it. And every time it's present, we see failure. And all we've seen is failure. So let's hold on to the jama'ah. To the jama'ah. To those people who are holding fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih. Let's hold on to this jama'ah and be together and leave off this dividing. O Allah, we ask You to correct our understanding concerning the jama'ah. O Allah, we ask You to make us the jama'ah. O Allah, we ask You to make us the jama'ah. O Allah, we ask You to keep us as a jama'ah. O Allah, we ask You not to divide us. O Allah, please don't divide us. O Allah, we ask You for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. Alhamdulillah.